be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Neurosis which precedes necrosis,
survival
sickness spreading slowly as living experience is replaced by things, images, forms, objects, is alienated mediation, transmutes and reifies experience, it's a man, or a tree, or a stone, so prophesied,
betray him.
Silence of night, at the black dank air, at the howling of jackals, at the dull sound of waves, at the men who are slaves, at the men who are asleep, at the men's pale faces, at the dew on the cross, at the black messengers, at the cultures of nightmares, at the peaks in the halls, at the peaks in the walls, at the peaks in the walls, at the peaks in the swamps, at the peaks in our bellies, at the peaks in our breasts, at the smile of the pump in his mansions of semen, in his climate of violence, at the smile of the virgin.
Theirs is the pain, and theirs is the horror. Theirs are the wars, and theirs is the terror. They are the bleeders, drag breath of hatred. They are the rapists, clad in lies like the vultures, the bearers of culture, the destroyers of culture, harlots and pimps, scouring the world. How much longer do we carry the ballad assassins, pinstripe betrayers, bringing their twilights of dust on the whirlwinds of war?
you? Never mind. Let him be bloodless.
Never mind.
The promised land of survival will be a realm of peaceful death for whom you survive for. No more Guernicas, no more Auschwitzes, no more Hiroshimas.
No more Guernicas.
But what about the impossibility of living?
No more.
What about this stifling mediocrity in this absence of passion? We must not renounce our share of violence.
In this absence of passion? We must not renounce our share of violence.